Thank you, Dr. Turner. So I'm going to describe the Digital Bridge Initiative and how it relates to electronic case reporting. First, I want to say a word about the organizations listed here. So the Digital Bridge operations, or governance operations anyway, are supported by the de Beaumont Foundation and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and Deloitte Consulting and the Public Health Informatics Institute manage the project management office. The actual work for electronic case reporting implementations is being conducted by many, many others, many of you in this room, and many more that couldn't be with us today. So Digital Bridge is a collaborative body. It's a forum to bring public health and healthcare providers and health information technology developers together to think through how we can improve information movement from healthcare to public health and from public health back to healthcare. So it's really just a forum for developing concepts and use cases, and when we can, pilot testing them, and then hopefully handing it off to those that will manage and implement it long term. It just so happens that when we first met a year ago and decided to work together, we agreed to prioritize electronic case reporting to take advantage of the work that public health had been doing for many years and in response to meaningful use stage three. And here, I hope we have everybody listed. There's probably not, but these are the organizations that participate in the Digital Bridge governance body. There's many more that are actually in the trenches doing the difficult technical work. And in the interest of time, just please know, I won't read them, but just please know that they are all making incredible contributions, and we greatly appreciate it. What might be a little different about Digital Bridge from other public health collaboratives is we are attempting to enforce some degree of rigor and discipline to not only keep meetings on time and respect people's busy schedule, but also to reach decisions as quickly as possible and make progress. So we do have a governance body and a governance structure. And Dr. John Lumpkin from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation serves as the initial chair. We have ex officio members that do not vote, but do share insights into our deliberations, and those include Chesley Richards at CDC, Jim Daniel at ONC, Andy Wiesenthal at Deloitte, and Vivian Singletary at PHII. There's our project management office over to the left, and I want to give a shout out to Ishikawa and Associates and Charlie Ishikawa, who serves as the governance coordinator. The actual work of Digital Bridge happens in work groups that I'll describe in a moment. But just to be clear. Digital Bridge is not a software product. It's not a platform. It's not a technology stack. It's a collaborative body, right, that is pursuing an interoperable, scalable, multi-jurisdictional approach to electronic case reporting. I'll talk more about the implementation site, so let me move on. This is a very, not only are there many people involved, it's also moving at a very high rate, and in hopes of getting ready for electronic case reporting by January 1, 2018, and the meaningful use objective there. So we have lots of activities, and This timeline shows what we called phase two in green on the far left. That the emphasis there was on confirming the requirements and specifying the technical details and some preliminary work on sustainability and the legal and regulatory approach. Now we're in what we call phase three, which are these blue lanes, and some of that work continues and some of it has transitioned to the actual implementations for electronic case reporting. So I'll talk a little bit more about each of these here soon. So now, let's start with the ECR implementations. There was an admittedly brief application period, timed perfectly for the holidays, and so there were some that may have liked to have participated, but were not able to pull together an application. It was another thing that made it challenging was that we asked each quote-unquote site to come to us, fully formed and featuring a public health agency, a healthcare provider operating in that jurisdiction, and that healthcare provider's EHR vendor. And these are the, at the risk of oversimplification, these are the seven sites that applied and that we are now working with. And the they're phased with respect to the EHR vendor's readiness to implement the new EICR standard. I really wish I had time to tell you more specifics about each individual site, but that'll have to be some other time. I would like to point out Michigan's a little bit different in that they're actually, in essence, running two pilot implementations or initial implementations, one focusing on some of their clinics and their local public health agencies running NetSmart EHR. And then they're also proposing to source the electronic case report out of a health information exchange focusing on the McLaren Health Center in the Flint area. And there's some technical issues with that that we're currently discussing and hope to get into in the discussion. This is a high-level schematic. Some people think it's too detailed, but believe me, there's even more detailed versions available at the digitalbridge.us website if you care to check that out. But it's important to highlight that there's a precursor to this electronic case reporting, and that's on the far left. What needs to occur is public health agencies, each jurisdiction needs to, at least each state, needs to log in to, needs to define their reporting criteria. So they do that by logging into this tool called the Reportable Conditions Knowledge Management System, or RCKMS. And that's hosted on APA, the Association for Public Health Laboratories, informatics messaging service platform. And once they do that, then RCKMS can provide trigger codes to the healthcare provider. And as that provider treats patients, the EHR would be looking for matches to the codes in that reportable conditions trigger code table, or RCTC. When there's a match, a case report gets sent to the AIMS platform and validated, basically with respect to its structure and form, as well as reporting criteria to make sure it's actually a case and to forward it to the right public health agency, where it would be onboarded and matched to the electronic laboratory reports you're already receiving. Okay. So I just want to take a few minutes to touch on the work of each of the DigitalBridge work groups. We'll talk a little bit more about the implementation task force, and that's chaired by Laura Kahn from CDC, who we just heard from, and Kirsten Hageman from the Cerner Corporation. This is a more detailed plan for those Wave 1 sites that I listed earlier. And, I'm not going to read this to you or get into the details, but we're going as fast as we can to get them up and running by the end of summer. And concurrently to this technical testing that's going on, We'll also be, we're behind this, well, in a different work group, we're developing the legal and agreement approaches to meet the privacy regulations. But that's a parallel activity. So right now this group is knee deep or neck deep in developing the test scripts, the test data, and making the connections from the EHR to AIMS platform, and then from AIMS platform to the public health agency. So what you can expect, even if you're not one of these implementation sites, what you can expect from this activity is documentation on how you will be able to connect to the AIMS platform and implement electronic case reporting. At the same time, as we learn more about how we might interact with health information exchanges or make other discoveries, we'll be updating the technical documentation as well. All right, so a quick word about the evaluation committee, and that's chaired by Jeff Engel from CSTE. And I also want to give a shout out to the MITRE Corporation. Laura mentioned them earlier. CDC's engaged them to help with electronic case reporting, and they're just doing great work, and they're great partners as well. They agreed to just help facilitate this evaluation committee, and I'm very thankful for that. This is a wordy slide, but it describes the evaluation approach. Basically, step one is to develop an evaluation plan, and it's a relatively comprehensive plan because there's a multiple factors we want to assess, both from the clinical perspective and the public health perspective. That plan will entail some of the actual detailed evaluation will be under the control of the folks that manage the AIMS platform and RCKMS. Other aspects of that evaluation will require cooperation with the actual implementation sites. And here are some of the factors, reflective of this evaluation plan. So it includes, like I mentioned, it includes surveillance factors on the actual case reports, things like sensitivity and specificity. But we also want to get a better understanding of the return on investment for implementing electronic case reporting and transitioning away from paper case reporting. Legal regulatory work group is chaired by Walter Suarez from the Kaiser Permanente group, and what we're focused here on is this this concept of the decision support intermediary. I won't read every step of this slide, but the gist of it is because of the triggering approach on the EHR side being optimized for sensitivity, we can expect the decision support intermediary to get false positives as well as true positives. So of course, we'll filter out the false positives, most of them anyway, but what are the legal and regulatory implications for this intermediary? So the preliminary finding that we reached was that decision support intermediary should act as a business associate of the healthcare provider. And the business it's supporting is the healthcare provider's case reporting requirement. So we envision a business associate agreement and a data use agreement between the healthcare provider and APHL as the host of that decision support intermediary, and then the public health agency as a data trading partner would have a trading partner agreement and a memorandum of understanding. There's much more work to be done there. We've engaged a law firm to help us think through the details of this, develop template agreements that your organizations can use, and also think through a longer term strategy that should, when it makes sense, take advantage of these concepts like trust frameworks that I don't really have time to get into, but you may be familiar with the Sequoia Project or Direct Trust or the DRSA, and that those organizations and concepts just facilitate trading, the data sharing, and reduce the need to enter a multitude of bilateral agreements. So let's move on. Finally, the strategy work group is chaired by Marianne Cooney from ASTO and Rich Pasketch from Health Partners. And they're helping us think through, you know, the long-term road ahead for the Digital Bridge initiative. Again, you know, electronic case reporting happened to be the first use case we're developing, and we're facilitating some initial implementations. But after those implementations get up and running, we would like to address and hopefully solve a new project or new issue. And it may relate to something like chronic disease surveillance or social determinants, but that's to be determined. But we think it's important to really continue this collaboration between healthcare, public health, and health IT. And we also want to think through how we can sustain the technical architecture supporting electronic case reporting. So we met a week or two ago in Atlanta, and I have to report that there still is very strong engagement from these parties. And I think we can look forward to working together for some time ahead. We recognize that we're not always able to include everybody we'd like to at these meetings. So please know that we value your input and your suggestions and your questions. So we endeavor to make our material available as soon as we can at the website, and you're always welcome to send us questions and comments at our email address. And please, if you can, get to the NACHO conference, and please have a conversation with us there as well. So to help transition us to discussion, I'd just like to share a couple thoughts. At the last Public Health Informatics Conference, the PHII's founder, Dave Ross, shared a keynote around One Public Health. And I'm really excited about the fact that we have this new electronic initial case report implementation guide. I think it's a remarkable achievement. Public Health has been able to agree on a basic case report that could support any reportable condition and serve as the first step in a back and forth that would support very specific conditions and scenarios. So, and I think the takeaway there is to really try and stick to that standard. The more state and local agencies can agree on their data requirements, the easier it is for providers to do the right thing and report to public health. Meaningful use stage three. What we're hearing from the EHR vendors is that not enough providers are asking for electronic case reporting. So let's help them out with that, and I would encourage your agency to declare their readiness for electronic case reporting if you are ready. If you're not ready, ask yourself if you're sure about that, because really all you need to do is register the provider's intent and onboard them in due time. And finally, I think the public health community has been developing this ECR approach for some time. It will work. It's sound, but at the same time, the health IT landscape is evolving, and we need to think about the impact that might have for how we should evolve ECR and how we might take advantage of things like health information exchanges and these clinical data repositories and these that the vendors are developing to facilitate lots of different mandatory reporting requirements that the providers face. At the same time, it seems like the health IT standards for clinical decision support are improving, and some of that is driven by fire. Some of it, I think, other developments like cloud-based platforms. So I think we should be attuned to that as well. Thank you very much.